Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, who lied to us? Who lied to us? And that has a reality, just the WHO, the World Health Organization. But further than that, more broadly than that, we're talking about how we've been deceived as a nation. And it's not something that's brand new. It's not something that just started yesterday. But it has reached a crescendo in our nation today that we must sit up, take notice, and recognize what is taking place in our society. We've been lied to in relationship to the riots, the demonstrations, as they're called. In fact, on one news media channel, it was the Communist Network News, better known as CNN, while one reporter was out on the streets and they were throwing firebombs, a building was on fire in the background. There was mayhem and confusion and vandalism with people running in and out of the stores where they'd smashed the glasses out, carrying out all of the loot they could carry. And the news media person with the microphone in his hand and the television cameras going said, "This is a peaceful demonstration, a peaceful demonstration." Ladies and gentlemen, who lied to us? Who's the deceiving one? And the greatest deceiver there is Satan himself. He's the father of all lies. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very, very clear. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verse 1 and 2. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." We're living in the last days, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching the seducing spirits, the doctrine of demons. We're watching and seeing the result of lies, hypocrisy that's taking place in society. And as Christians, we ought to be concerned about it. We ought to recognize a lie and confront it as a lie and speak the truth in love, the scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, while the peaceful organization, peaceful demonstrations take place that I call riots and arson and looting and mayhem, hundreds of businesses are being burned and looted and destroyed, and yet we're to believe that Black Lives Matter is peaceful, that's a lie. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist, communist, socialist movement that's out to destroy America, to destroy our Constitution, and to undermine the liberties of faith, family, and freedom in our nation today. Also, the socialist Marxist Democrats tell us that policemen are evil and wicked and bad, and we should remove them from society. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. That's a lie. In fact, I have an article that I'd like to set the pace with, written by a police officer, posted on the Facebook of a police officer, and it's so true. I'd just like to take a moment. It's about 4.5 brief paragraphs. But I think it's worthwhile at this juncture in the somberness and seriousness of the moment to recognize the lie that's being perpetrated in America that we can defund police officers, defund police departments. It goes back to a Marxist goal, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just read this to you carefully. "It's not the police who need to be retrained. It's the public. We have grown into a mouthy, mobile phone-wielding vulgarity, uncivil society with no personal responsibility, and the attitudes of, it's the other person's fault, you owe me. A society where children grow up with no boundaries or knowledge or concern for civil authority or society and personal responsibility. When a police officer says, put up your hands, then put up your hands. Don't reach for something in your pocket, your lap, or your seat. There's plenty of reason for a police officer to feel threatened. There have been multiple assaults and ambushes on police officers lately. Comply with the request of your police officer. Have your day in court. Don't mouth off or fight back or refuse to comply. That simply escalates the situation. Police officers are our sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters. They're black, they're white, they're brown, they're all colors or all ethnicities. They're all faiths, male and female. They're us. They see the worst side of humanity. They see the raped children, the bloody mangled bodies of traffic victims, the bruised and battered victims of domestic violence, homicide victims, body parts, day after day after day. They work holidays while we have festive meals with our families. They miss school events with their children, birthdays, anniversaries, all those special occasions that we all take for granted. They work in all types of weather, under dangerous conditions, for relatively low pay. They have extensive training, but they're humans. When there are numerous attacks on them, they become hypervigilant for a reason. They have become targets. When a police officer encounters any person, whether at a traffic stop, street confrontation, or an arrest, whatever, that situation has the potential to become life-threatening. You, Mr. and Mrs. Civilian, also have the responsibility of keeping the situation from getting out of control. Many law enforcement officers are veterans. They've been in service to this nation most of their lives, whether on the battlefield or protecting us here at home. They are the only thing that stands between us and anarchy in the streets. If you want to protect your child, teach them respect, respecting police officers also. Ladies and gentlemen, that was from the pen of a law enforcement agent. And yet we say we need to defund our police officers in America today. I don't know that the citizens in general have any earthly idea of what that portends and what it would redound to if we were to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. We're talking about who lied to us. Love to hear from you. Dial 831-0917. Join in the dialogue and discussion. Ask your questions and comments. Perhaps you feel the police, law enforcement needs to be defunded. Tell me about it. Tell me on what basis. What is the premise for that? If you believe that law enforcement should not be defunded, tell me why. Join in the dialogue and discussion. Love to hear from you. We find the ladies and gentlemen, the socialist, Marxist, Democrats are telling us, though, that police officers, all bad, wicked, evil, should be removed. That's a lie. Defunding police is the main goal, the main focus of the Marxist, socialist in society today. The communists want that to happen. In fact, here's an article that says Minneapolis City Council president dismantle police department, agreeing to a major objective of the Black Lives Matter movement. Notice now, it's agreeing with the objective of, the focus of, the main mitigation approach to, for the Black Lives Matter, is to remove law enforcement. Hear me, that is the ultimate goal. It is the Marxist communist goal, and that's what Black Lives Matter and Antifa are both about, is to destroy America, undermine the foundation. And ladies and gentlemen, if I can pause for a moment, I'm vitally concerned about the trajectory that we're going in as a nation. I'm vitally concerned about the future of our nation, because ladies and gentlemen, if the socialist, Marxist, anarchist in Washington, on both sides of the aisle, if they, along with the socialist, Marxist, communist, anarchist in the street, have their way, and if for some stretch of the imagination Joe Biden becomes president, we will watch the absolute implosion, the absolute destruction, the absolute evisceration of all that's called America and the hope that we have within it. Ladies and gentlemen, Christianity will be absolutely in the crosshairs of the future leadership of America if we fail to recognize what we are seeing today and what it points to for the future of our great nation. I'm personally gravely concerned. I'm not a pessimist, but I'm gravely concerned on the momentum that we see taking place in our nation. And I'm gravely concerned that it's okay, according to the socialist, Marxist, Democratic mayors and governors, for the riots in the streets, for the demonstrations by the thousands and, yea, hundreds of thousands. But when President Donald J. Trump talks about having a rally, all of a sudden COVID-19 is very dangerous. All of a sudden we're going to destroy America. We're going to have another flare-up of COVID-19. Maybe we need another lockdown in society simply because the president's talking about rallies. Ladies and gentlemen, we see the handwriting on the wall. We know the modus operandi that is being carried out. We need to be concerned as Christians in society, and we need to do something. But the Minneapolis Police City Council president here dismantled police department, agreeing to the major objective of Black Lives Matter movement. The president of the Minneapolis City Council has vowed to dismantle the city's police department and replace it with a transformative new model of public safety. And it goes on to talk about how she plans to do that and what she plans to do. She said, we're going to dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department. That is also a statement by one of the council members, Jeremiah Ellison, Keith Ellison, which is the Attorney General of Minnesota. He is a socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat himself. He says, we're going to do that. We're not simply going to glue it back together. We're going to dramatically rethink how we approach public safety and emergency response. It's really past due, she says. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, totally in agreement with you about where our country's going. Very concerned, conservative Christian, first-time caller. I have more of a doctrinal question for you. As a Christian, there's a scripture that says, in the last days, the love of many are going to grow cold. And I've also always viewed that as a falling away as a Christian. And I'm, to be perfectly honest, I'm afraid I'm in that category because my love has definitely grown cold toward these that are producing all this lawlessness. And the day we have to stand up and defend ourselves and our families, am I going to be guilty of something that is unforgivable? Your thoughts.
All right, a good question. And you're going back to the Matthew chapter 24, where Jesus talks about what will happen in the last days. That there are many going to come in my name saying, I am Christ, et cetera, et cetera. One of the major things that you find in relationship to the precursor to all of the last days events will be the false teachers, the false preachers, the false prophets that will come forth. And all of these other things, of course, are part of it, nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom, et cetera. But you're referring to the 12th verse, and because of iniquity, that is the twisted, perverted sin, which is the same root word for lawlessness, shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. Then the next verse, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. It's talking about as a result of what we see, as you're alluding to in your question via the statement, as you're alluding to, the love of many will wax cold. But he goes on to say, Jesus speaking, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. There's a vast difference in saying I'm saved and living the Christian life. There's a vast difference in church membership and being sold out and surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And you're exactly right in using that as a couplet or a comparative or conjoined with the falling away in the last days, because we're watching that take place today. We're watching the falling away, and that must happen. The falling away must take place before the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, steps on the scene. And just as you find also in the First Timothy text in relationship to the conscience of many being as seared with a hot iron, we're watching today multitudes in every denomination, including the Southern Baptist denomination, where Dr. J.D. Greer has now said that we need to embrace Black Lives Matter, where he said that we need to embrace the LGBTQ community, where there's a mindset that social justice trumps theological doctrinal teaching. So you're exactly right. We need to be very, very careful, because the scripture is very clear. If we're saved, we're going to keep on keeping on even through all of that, loving the Lord and trusting Him. I can speak on this issue every day, every day, every day, about the depths and the breadths of the horror of it all. But at the same time, my faith is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. So I would encourage you to just keep on being faithful to the study of the Word of God, faithful to what God's Word says, and at the same time speaking the truth in love, standing for truth, living the truth, learning the truth, defending the truth, even if we have to defend it alone. Does that answer
your question? Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's the love of Christ that I don't want to go cold. But if my brother sins against me and I take offense to that, is that not sin?
Well, there is when a brother comes against us, when a brother does something that is egregious for us, we need to recognize that he, just as we all have a sinful heart. Jeremiah 17:9, heart is deceitful and wicked, who can know it? And so it is very, very difficult in some cases to say, I forgive you. But that's one of the things that we need to do as Christians, is having that heart of forgiveness and continue to keep on keeping on. I can go back and relate hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cases in my lifetime where I feel that I've been done wrong, grievously, in so many cases. That does not prevent me from keeping on, and being obedient to the Lord. And knowing that, as the old cliche and the old timers used to say, staying prayed up ready to serve the Lord. That's where we ought to be as Christians today.
Continuing to pray. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about asking the question, who lied to us? And as we think on that subject, we need to understand that we've been lied to and deceived in so many fashions, in so many ways, down through the corridors of time. But right now, it seemingly has absolutely been exacerbated. In fact, here's an article that kind of defies what we're being told about police officers, and police officers are bad, and all of them need to be removed, and we need to defund law enforcement. This article says, video shows Black Lives Matter protester freaks out when her baby stops breathing, then runs to a cop for help. Let me read that headline again. Maybe you didn't get it. Video shows Black Lives Matter protester freaks out when her baby stops breathing. Then she runs to a cop for help. Video captured the alarming moment in Palmdale, California, when a mother at a Black Lives Matter protest ran for help from a police officer when her baby stopped breathing. The woman isn't seen on the security camera footage running toward the police officer after her 11-month-old baby boy stopped breathing. She had been participating in a Black Lives Matter protest. The department said the child lost consciousness and stopped breathing. Deputy Carmen Kinsey was able to get the baby breathing again after several blows to his back. It was determined that a coin was stuck in the airway after he swallowed it. The child was hospitalized after the incident. When asked about the protest, Kinsey responded, "None of that other stuff matters, just the baby." That was what the police officer said. And ladies and gentlemen, that was somebody dressed in blue. That means blue lives matter. That means that police officers are not bad guys. There may be a bad police officer, just as you might find a bad dentist or a bad ophthalmologist or a bad whatever you might put in the professional category there. But that doesn't mean we do away with all of them as a result of that. Ladies and gentlemen, the socialist Marxist Democrats will tell you that police officers are bad, and they're evil, and they're wicked, and they should be removed from society. That's a lie. Defunding police is the main goal, the main focus of the Marxist plan to undermine, tear down, and destroy America in American society and life today. Ladies and gentlemen, the main goal is to undermine the belief system, the confidence system that we have as we the people in the nation, which is the greatest nation on the face of the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, if you find or experience a bad dentist, you don't just remove all of the dentists. If you have a bad auto mechanic, you don't shut down all auto repair shops. If you find a bad physician, you don't blame all doctors. We see corrupt, bad, evil politicians. We may want to, but we can't remove all the politicians. There's a few good ones out there. Ladies and gentlemen, the point is that we have become accustomed to being lied to, that we fail to recognize the truth when we see it or when we hear it. Our morals and our ethics and our values and our freedoms are today, ladies and gentlemen, at stake in our nation. Unless we are willing to speak up, stand up, be heard, be seen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to lose the foundation of our great nation. Recently, one writer put it this way. He called it the voodoo science and the voodoo courts. I find it fascinating because for some time now, I've called a lot of theology voodoo theology. You got the cotton candy theology. You've got the goosebump theology, the kitchen theology. And I just lumped them all together and call it voodoo theology. But I'm finding now that others are picking up on that term somehow. This writer calls it voodoo science and voodoo courts. And we'll talk about that in a moment. We've got a caller on the line. Go with your question or comments, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Brother Kevin. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Pastor Youngblood, I really appreciate you, brother. I love your spirit. And, you know, it takes two to tango here. I agree with what you're saying. But at the same time, you know, Jesus said, he said, because sin will abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And that that word sin is lawlessness.
Yes.
Because this is Matthew 24:12, and because lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So what you have is you have a society that's completely lawless. You have a church that's falling away. They won't preach the laws of God.
That's right.
They won't come against and preach against tattoos or preach the laws of God to keep the Sabbath day holy and the feasts of God. And then you got the police that are shooting people and killing people that should no way be killed, innocent people. Now, if that Mr. Brooks, what if he would have lived? He could have been saved in jail if that cop didn't shoot him. So we have to look at it from an eternal perspective that you can't just kill somebody because then they could be saved later on in life, whereas now they're dead. So and burning in hell for eternity. So we have to look at it from every perspective possible. And look at it at God's view, a life for a life, a tooth for a tooth. The natural man is under God's laws, meaning if you kill somebody, you got to be killed. And I tell you what, if these police, if they took a life that was innocent, like that happened to that Floyd, if that man was shot and killed in open public square because he took that man's life unnecessarily, I guarantee you, you would stop this mess right now. None of this crap would be going on. Because all God's law is righteous and just and true, sir.
Let me ask you to hang on just a moment. Let me be the devil's advocate for you and for our listeners. Put on that blue uniform. You've sworn to uphold the law. You're sworn to defend life. You're out on the streets, and you simply are following what your responsibilities are. And God has given us government, and in that government, government is the servant of God, and the servant of God in a civil society is for there to be law and not lawlessness. When that police officer started to put the cuffs on the one that you're speaking of now in Atlanta, and he started to scuffle, threw the police officers down, wrestled with them, took the weapon away from the police officer, and yes, he was running, but when he was running, the distance is between 10 and 15 feet apart between the police officer and the one now with the police officer's weapon, and he turns and puts the weapon over his shoulder and tries to kill the police officer. Now, would you rather that police officer just be shot on the job, and hundreds are shot each year on the job, or you rather that police officer carry out his responsibility to defend his life and defend the life of others in carrying out his responsibility as the law enforcement officer? We can't blame that law enforcement officer for carrying out his responsibility and defending his life and the life of others. What if that law enforcement officer had just simply said, okay, you get back in your car? He would have done an illegal act himself simply because the man was inebriated. He was under the influence. Had he got back into that car and driven off, he could have killed someone else. And he already had a record. He knew that if he was caught and locked up for DUI, he would be violating his probation that he was already on, already having committed other crimes, and so therefore the law enforcement officer there. What if there was no law enforcement officers in America today? What if we defunded law enforcement? We're talking about the law of God, and God created home, God created government, he created the church, and he did so in that order. But God created a world of not lawlessness, but of law. Of law. We call it the rule of law in America. God recognizes that there is a need for the wicked heart of man to be controlled in the society in which we're living in, and that's by having law enforcement. But I am thankful for your call. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with your question and comment, please. Hello.
Hello.
Go with your question.
Yeah, my question is, I'm just listening right now to a man who called in about the incident in Atlanta and how he was saying something about the policeman shouldn't have shot him in the back, and now you're responding back, or the man on the radio is responding back saying, taking the counter side of it. I agree with that man in the first call. I'm a Christian, and that he could have shot him in the leg. Why did he need to shoot him two times in the back? And then just all that, especially in these times. I am all for policemen. I am all for All Lives Matter. I'm a Christian. But we go too far to the extreme, one way or the other. And I do believe there needs to be more training for these policemen. I think they need to have, and again, every policeman's heart is their own heart, what they do. But the training should have been, I think, in that certain situation to stop him. But not to
kill. If I could intervene for a moment, yes, I understand what you're saying. It's easy for us to be Monday morning quarterbacks and bleeding hearts from that standpoint. Joe Biden, for example, says that if he's elected president, that he wants all police officers to not shoot for the upper body, but to just simply shoot for the legs. Now, if you were in that blue uniform and that person in front of you were firing you, and if you've ever heard a taser, it sounds just like a 38 or 45 or 9 millimeter weapon when it's shot. So when that, and if you noticed in the video footage of that, a flame flows out, a red firelight, when the taser is fired, and so that police officer is 10 to 15 feet behind him, and he shoots at him. Is he supposed to just say, in essence, I'm not going to take your life because you're trying to kill me? And most of these law enforcement officers are well-trained, happen to have 5 in our family, know what I'm talking about when they're trained, well-trained. Occasionally, you might find some law enforcement officer where they've not been properly trained or not enough training, but we can't make that as a blanket statement about law enforcement. If we're advocating on that and mitigating in that sense, what we're saying is there's certain lives that's okay to be taken, i.e. the police officer can be killed, but don't you dare let a police officer shoot and kill someone else that's already got a record, that's already running from the law, already trying not to kill a law enforcement officer. I understand what you're saying. Every life is valuable. God created it, so every life is valuable. We cannot pick and choose whose life should be taken when it's a struggle for life or death, and the law enforcement officer has tried to carry out his job of putting the handcuffs, for example, on that man, and he refuses to follow the law. I was always taught growing up, when a law enforcement officer says, you do this, you say, yes, sir. Law enforcement officer says, I'm going to write you a ticket. It's yes, sir. We need to teach respect for law enforcement in our society today, even from we as Christians. Thank you so much for calling, though. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted that you joined in this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Others to listen.